You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Around the world, because of the global pandemic, more and more people are turning to cycling, or definitely thinking about it. The concern about public health has more people considering taking two wheels to the office over a crowded bus or subway. And thankfully, the potential of a new cycling boom has amplified concern and conversations around the health of our planet and getting people out of cars. To that end, governments have been talking big and already spending big on new cycling schemes and moving on infrastructure plans to accommodate more people on bikes. So I've been wondering, what role do businesses in the cycling industry play? To answer this question, I've collected a range of voices to tell you exactly what companies are doing, from bike and kit makers to app and hardware developers. First up, a familiar voice, Rafa founder and CEO Simon Mottram. Rafa is a premium cycling kit manufacturer and brand with a massive global cycling club and more than 25 retail spaces around the world. Their company mission is quite simple: make cycling the most popular sport in the world. To that end, as you'll hear, they will soon be launching a huge global campaign and are throwing their support behind British Cycling's Choose Cycling initiative, aimed at getting 14 million more people onto bikes here in the UK. Here now is Simon.
I founded Rafa with the vision to make cycling the most popular sport in the world, and I think there's never been a better opportunity or indeed urgency to promote riding in our cities. We've always believed at Rafa that cycling has the power to transform lives. As those of us who ride know, it's just about the most uplifting thing someone can do with their time. So we're excited to bring all our efforts to bear on showing people just how inspiring cycling in the city can be. There have been some big promises made by the UK government in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. We've got to press to make sure these funding and infrastructure pledges are actually carried out. But to really make them stick, it'd be helpful if they were met by a population that's actually enthusiastic about cycling and understands how the simple act of riding can positively influence the future of city life. Put simply, we've got to make sure people actually want to ride, as well as putting in the infrastructure to make it easier for them. To do this, Rafa is going to showcase the most inspirational and remarkable people who've turned to cycling in the last 2 months. We're going to use social media to highlight cycling heroes and members of the public who've turned to cycling during lockdown for all sorts of reasons. That might be for health and fitness, or for commuting, to recuperate and protect their well-being, or to help lower pollution and do the right thing. We're going to try and engage every voice from across our global network. This will include Rafa Cycling Club members, our staff, athletes, ambassadors, and other friends of the brand. Our campaign is going to explain why people have come to love riding bikes and why people should choose cycling. We'll also ask each person who participates to nominate someone close to their heart to take up cycling as well. I've been inspired to see so many people taking up cycling in London during the pandemic. And one of the most rewarding things I've got out of lockdown myself over the past 12 weeks or so has been riding my bike with my son and daughter. It's taken 20 years, which is a long, long time, but they've finally realised that what I do is great fun, and it's actually safer than they think. It's been great to show them how fulfilling cycling in London can be.
Simon Mottram, founder and CEO of Rafa. When lockdowns were starting and offices and shops started closing, Simon was the first person I called to share advice on surviving a crisis. That's on episode 400 of The Entrepreneurs. And for my full interview with Simon, a brilliant business mind with ideas that go far beyond cycling, that's episode 351. Learn more about the Choose Cycling campaign as well at britishcycling.org.uk. Speaking of getting more people riding, not everyone has their own bike or finds it convenient to lock one up somewhere. Thankfully, bike share schemes have exploded in the past decade or so. Sometimes it's the easiest way from A to B, especially for shorter trips. One of the most interesting companies in the space is Barrel, founded by Emily Brooke. Emily has been recognized with an MBE for services to transport and the economy, and is working to get Barrel's mint green bikes into more cities, specifically by working alongside local authorities. Here now is Emily.
It's been documented from all corners of quarantine that cycling has been booming, and providing a lifeline in these slower times. But our cities were designed for cars, not bikes. We've paved them in tarmac and cleared the way for giant metal boxes that pose a threat to us all, in both accidents and air quality. Before you leave isolation and climb back into your car, ask yourself, can I get there another way? 68% of all trips made nationally in the UK are under 5 miles. In London, over 50% of car journeys could be cycled in around 10 minutes. Today they carry on average 1.6 people. They account for 37% of journeys, yet take up 80% of the space. They're one of the most polluting and inefficient forms of transportation. If you redesign cities today, you certainly wouldn't do it around the car. But it's not easy to change hundreds of years old infrastructure and reallocate some of the most competitively populated patches of our planet. But COVID-19 has given us the chance to take a collective breath and reassess old habits that don't focus on the collective good. Things don't have to go back to the way they were. Never before have there been so many options to replace a car ride, many of which weren't even possible a year or two ago. At Beryl, we operate bike share schemes across the UK, soon the US, and have been encouraged to see record ridership on our bikes throughout lockdown. Our purpose as a business is to get more people out of vehicles and onto more sustainable solutions. During this time, we've worked with our partner cities to provide low cost, and in some cases free, personal and safe transportation. We provide our cities data on how people are moving, what infrastructure works, and illustrating it is almost always better by bike. Better for the individual's health, and also better for the wider community.
Emily Brook, the founder of Beryl. You can hear my full conversation with Emily, such an inspirational founder. That's on episode 417. Next up, I thought it was important to hear from one of the big players in bicycle manufacturing. And there isn't more of a marquee name than Specialized. The company was started in California back in 1974, and today makes bikes for all levels. From the fastest and most advanced podium-topping racing bikes to commuters and kids' bikes as well. Recently, Specialized has become a leader in e-bikes. At the same time, their brand messaging on community and inclusion is also going a long way to get more people riding. Here's Kirsty Woodcock, who is head of UK marketing at Specialized.
At the very core of Specialized is a commitment to pedal the planet forward. This drives everything we do and has done since our foundation, right up to now, where the world needs more people on bikes. For us, it's about creating a bike-friendly planet where it's safer to ride, the air we breathe is cleaner, and a positive shift in mental health can be aided by a bike ride. We're in a unique position where we can take all the research, learning, and expertise from our work at the very pinnacle of professional cycling and use it to make great bikes for those with little interest in crossing a finish line first. The COVID-19 crisis has reinforced the point that when we work together, we can achieve something greater. We're a key partner of our National Trade Association, the Bicycle Association, and work closely with other organisations such as Cycling UK to lend our support to industry-wide initiatives and campaigns. Specific campaigns such as Bike is Best, the most extensive coordinated promotional campaign for cycling since the 1970s, is something we're incredibly proud to support as we try to achieve the lasting change the UK needs. The wider public's behaviour is changing. They understand the need to shift towards more active travel for their own health and our planet's. It's up to us to equip them with bikes that make those journeys as pleasant and practical as possible. In May, we launched our latest e-bike, the Turbo Vado SL, 40% lighter than the average e-bike. For those living in flats or areas where they need to navigate some urban obstacles on their rides, it's a real game changer. We've also invested heavily in our e-bike category as a whole, and we'll continue to do so, to ensure we're set up to continue with a pipeline of innovative products that meet the needs of the many new or returning riders that we're seeing. Our charity Outride is key to helping us break down barriers to cycling and make it more accessible to a broader range of society. There is a global commitment from Specialized to pledge more to help with Outride's mission.
Kirsty Woodcock, head of UK marketing at Specialized. Specialized and Barrel, too, are also supporting a great campaign to help get more people onto two wheels. You can check that out at bikeisbest.com. Next, we're off to California. Mark Ganey is the co-founder of Strava, a leading platform and community for plotting routes and watching your progress. Strava has more than 50 million users in 195 countries. The platform also collects data that's used to inform governments and planners on how people are navigating cities and how that could be made much better. As you'll hear, Mark explains why more investment is key.
Over the years, our Strava Metro team has been collaborating with city planners and local governments to improve their cycling infrastructure by offering data-led insights on the busiest commuting corridors and new traveling routes. In 2019, our database revealed that active commuting grew by 42%, offsetting 46.2 million metric tons of CO2, enough to cover the annual carbon output of Norway or Hong Kong. This year, we can expect that number to rise dramatically based on the recent boom in active transportation. However, once we weather the coronavirus outbreak, the question becomes, how do we turn this spike into the norm? The answer is fit-for-purpose infrastructure. By this, I mean cross-collaboration between the private and public sector, where funding from the government is critical, and the infrastructure can be built with private sector support, data, and information. We know that government support is fundamental to encourage people into cycling more. There's a clear correlation that more funding into improved cycling infrastructure leads to more people feeling confident to explore active transportation. But it is not just the funding that cities need. Initiatives like the Cycle to Work schemes are also ways where the government can incentivize businesses to encourage their employees to commute to work by cycling. Since the lockdown started in the UK, the scheme saw a 200% increase in uptake. The outbreak of this pandemic is offering an opportunity for urban planners, businesses, and government to collaborate and reset how they map and improve their city's cycling infrastructure. The consumer demand is clearly there. Now is the moment to shift this spike in consumer behavior into a long-term habit. We just have to help make it happen.
Mark Ganey, co-founder of Strava. You can hear my full conversation on the story of Strava with Mark on episode 406. Next, we'll hear from another familiar voice, Christian Meyer. Christian is a Canadian former professional road cyclist who launched a business in his adopted home of Girona, Spain, alongside his wife, Amber. This while he was still competing. Their first cafe is called La Fabrica, and Christian would be there every day making coffee for customers, even after training rides. For Christian, it's all about community. To that end, he and his wife Amber now have several businesses, including The Service Course, a high-end bike shop which offers everything from custom builds to group rides and training camps. They also have Espresso Mafia, a cafe and roastery, where Christian roasts all the coffee for their locations. Last year, their La Fabrica and Service Course model was expanded to the Peak District here in the UK and to Oslo, Norway, too, with a Tuscany location coming soon. Here now is Christian on community.
Cycling is different things for different people. I mean, some people are just starting out and other people looking to, you know, maybe explore the most sort of remote and challenging and sort of crazy places out in the world and doing that by bike. Our role is to sort of support and inspire cyclists wherever they are, that journey. It could be, you know, right at the beginning or towards the, you know, an experienced cyclist. But helping them grow as a rider and also a person along the way is very important. You know, because life is all about emotional connections. It might be with yourself or some friends or new friends and old friends, or it could even be with a bike that you've just built or a place that you kind of want to go to every year because it gives you something special and has, you know, certain memories and emotional connections attached to it. And we want to help people feel more. We want to help people feel more of those emotions. And because cycling is what we know best. That's essentially our tool in helping share that, helping get people out there and enjoying their life. You know, this can be, again, so many things. It can be, you know, welcoming to our cycling cafes, or, you know, it could be riding together. It could be heading out to Tajikistan on an, you know, an ultimate epic adventure. But it's all about creating special experiences and memories and emotions.
Christian Meyer, former pro cyclist and founder of The Service Course. You can learn more and see an incredible film about Christian's ride tracing the Silk Road in Tajikistan at theservicecourse.cc. You can also listen back to my full interview with Christian, which we recorded in the shop in Girona on episode 401 of The Entrepreneurs. Next, we're off to Nice. Remy Clermont is the co-founder and creative director of cycling fashion brand Café de Cycliste. The company has shops in Nice, London, and Majorca, and creates premium cycling wear which celebrates their French heritage. A huge part of the brand story is about adventure and finding new roads around where you live. As you'll hear, Remy believes growing the sport can be done by showing riding bikes is about much more than racing.
If we want to bring more people into cycling, I think we need to take the blinkers off. I think for me, for too long, racing has been the main focus point in our industry. The Froome and Thomas, they can't be the only inspiration to ride. Racing is fun. We love it. We love the Tour de France. And it's a strong element in our passion for cycling, but it's only one piece in a large puzzle. So at Café du Cycliste, we believe cycling is it's more than just a sport. For us, riding is part of our life. It's something way more meaningful than just a Sunday afternoon hobby. I mean, it's an outdoor activity that takes so many different shapes, and it's fueled by so many different motivations. In a way, our role is to try to make them all possible with our products and maybe to push or suggest new ones. This translates in everything we do as a brand in our retail coffee stores in Nice and Mallorca, for example, which are much more of a cycling hub than just a shop. It translates in our communication, of course, and in the way we design our products in terms of function and style. When we work on those, when we develop product, the technical aspect is essential, of course, but it's not an end in itself. It's only important because it allows our customers to experience a passion for cycling. And at the end of the day, what matters is not really what the bib short or what the jersey can do for you. It's all about really what you do and what our customers do with those products.
Remy Clermont, co-founder and creative director of Café de Cycliste. You can hear my full conversation with Remy on episode 404 of The Entrepreneurs. Now, for many people, the idea of cycling sounds great, but the barriers to entry to the sport, especially for those who want to do a little more than commuting, can seem insurmountable. Thankfully, there are brands like Machines for Freedom. Along with having possibly the best name in the apparel industry, Machines is about inclusivity and creating pieces for all women. The company was founded by Jennifer Krisky in her Malibu living room back in 2013, out of her quest to create a pair of perfect bib shorts that were actually comfortable to ride in. As you'll hear, Jennifer believes one important way to get more people onto bikes is to show those lycra-clad beings behind the sunglasses and helmets are real people too.
You know, when people talk to me about the fear they have around riding bikes, the common theme that I hear is cars and safety. On a bike, it's like cars don't see us, or maybe they do. They just see us as an impediment to getting to work on time. It's like humanity just goes out the window. And maybe it's because we're hidden behind helmets and sunglasses and funny clothes. And on bikes, it's like we start to resemble robots more than people. And so that human quality is lost. So that's why one of the questions that we constantly ask ourselves at Machines is, how can we humanize this sport? How can we get the general population to see us as people with friends and families and hearts and souls? So one of the ways that we do that is through our photography and our storytelling. It's really common to see entire lookbooks without a person on a bike at all, because for us, it's really about the human connection that comes from riding bikes. Shared laughs and adventure. You know, we have the glasses are off so you can see people's eyes and their smiles. You know, because if we can bring a little softness to the sport, then maybe we can also inspire more empathy from the folks behind the wheel.
Jennifer Kriske, founder of the inclusive women's apparel brand Machines for Freedom. Now, speaking of feeling safe, you'll need a helmet. London-based Hexar has created the first custom 3D-printed helmet, which is currently testing as the safest on the market. Its unique honeycomb structure is created just for you through an innovative head-scanning app, which maps more than 1 million data points on your head. The company was started by Jamie Cook as part of his university project after seeing far too many accidents on his commute. Jamie says dedicated infrastructure needs to be much better.
Hexa creates safer helmets using 3D printing and a custom fitted approach. Given the recent pandemic, governments play a more important role than ever before in supporting cycling as the new norm for commuting. I think the best way that governments can support is creating cycling infrastructure such as superhighways that connect various parts of the city. Superhighways are wide lanes dedicated to cyclists, protecting them from other road traffic. Superhighways have three key benefits: safety, speed, and sustainability. In New York, they introduced a superhighway along the busy Prospect West, and they found that the number of general accidents reduced by more than 70%. And in Denmark, when they introduced superhighways, 25% of the new cyclists were previously driving cars. And this is really important because it is likely that car traffic may keep increasing, because it's an easy way to socially distance from one another. The government can also do a really good job at inspiring commuters to cycle by creating a cycling movement to make commuting by bike cool, fun, and social. And I think the best way they can do this is by, you know, using ambassadors and athletes and showing that actually anybody can pick up a bike and go and ride it.
Jamie Cook, the co-founder of helmet company Hexar. You can hear the brand story on Eureka, episode 157. Next, we're off to one of the world's great cities for cycling, Amsterdam. Taco Callier is the founder of Van Moof. The slick electric bikes they design integrate smart technology, such as a built-in alarm and invisible lock. The company has retail locations around the world and recently launched brand new S3 and X3 models. Van Moof is a clear leader in e-bikes for getting around town. Here now is Taco.
I started Van Moof 11 years ago with my brother Thies on exactly that thought. What a world would look like where more people in cities want to cycle. Coming from Amsterdam, it's easy to imagine what it can do to a city when over half of all commutes are by bike instead of car. But for many cities with different sizes, climates, more hills, it's a different story. Here comes the magic power of the e-bike. It increases your range. Where before you'd only consider a bike for the 3 to 5 miles journey, an e-bike opens that right up to 10 miles. Van Moof is different because we have a full control over the whole supply chain, from design to production all the way to our global brand stores. We are able to innovate at full speed while keeping the price comparatively low. All that's happening in cities right now around biking and all the investments that are being made shows we're at a turning point in urban mobility. With Van Moof, we're ready to lead the way in this change. We're scaling up really fast this summer to meet increased global demand. And we're opening up different pop-up stores throughout Europe and the US.
Taco Callier, co-founder of Van Moof. You can hear the company's story on episode 348 of The Entrepreneurs. Now, insurance is very important for your personal safety, but also if you're going to be investing in new gear. LACA is perhaps the most intriguing insurer on the market. Members contribute to a collective fund and only have to pay if claims are made in the community. Tobias Topitz is CEO and co-founder.
It's clearly uncharted territory for all of us, and current events pose unprecedented disruption. However, where there's turmoil, there's opportunity. Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has revealed his ambition to make London one of the largest car-free cities in the world. Other cities in the UK will surely follow. COVID-19 has triggered a surge in demand for alternative forms of transportation, bikes and e-bikes being the clear winners, alongside their riders who will not only avoid public transport but get fitter. LACCA is supporting the transition to a new golden age of cycling, as PM Boris Johnson called it recently, by providing tailored insurance solutions to the urban mobility community. A new world for cyclists means that companies need to serve them better. LACCA is expanding its product range to serve cyclists on all things health and recovery more effectively, with the aim of improving the end-to-end experience of cycling in the new world. It's a fantastic time to get on the bike, with roads emptier than normal and cycling infrastructure improving every day now. Ride safely.
That's Tobias Topitz, CEO and co-founder of LACCA. You can hear the brand's full story on Eureka episode 190. Now, speaking of getting around town, a bike computer can be a great partner in helping you navigate from A to B or further afield. Devices made by Wahoo Fitness make navigating the city seamless, even if you don't make a route. Their platform does it all for you. Wahoo is also a manufacturer of top-of-the-line indoor turbo trainers and saw an incredible demand for its products during the pandemic. Indoors or outdoors, Wahoo is all about keeping you moving. Mike Saturnia is CEO.
The world post-COVID-19 will not be the same. During this crisis, many people have discovered, or in many cases rediscovered, cycling, and this is an opportunity for something good to come from an otherwise horrific event. One of the most essential ways companies can expand cycling is by making their products available for consumers. During the crisis, demand for cycling products surged, which made finding some products difficult. Wahoo invested heavily to ramp up and expedite our supply chain so that people could ride indoors on Wahoo kickers. For many people, riding became a coping mechanism to help them get through the challenging times. I'm proud of how our team responded and that we were able to play a small part in helping people during the lockdown, especially those that were not able or comfortable riding outdoors. As the world begins to open up, cycling companies can work together with the public and private sector to build on the current momentum by increasing awareness of cycling as a better means of transportation and as a great way to stay fit. Additionally, we can also help promote bike safety and an increase in cycling infrastructure. As one example, Wahoo has pledged their support along with other businesses in the UK for a campaign called Bike is Best. This is a well-coordinated effort to build awareness and public support for the benefits of cycling during and after COVID-19 lockdown. This is truly a unique time in our history. By working together with a common goal, Wahoo and other cycling companies have the chance to shape a positive and sustained impact on our society. This is not something that comes along very often, and we want to do our part.
Mike Saturnia, CEO of Wahoo Fitness. Next up, Beeline. The London-based company makes streamlined bicycle computers and an incredibly versatile route planning app. Knowing that many people out on our roads in the future will be novice riders, they've been working hard in recent weeks to make their platforms more versatile. Here now is co-founder Tom Putnam.
All around the world, we're seeing cities desperately encouraging people to quickly get onto bikes, as everyone using public transport or cars becomes non-viable. Here in London, TfL is aiming for a tenfold increase in cycling versus today. That effectively means 9 out of every 10 people cycling will need to be a new convert. To convert all those people, we need to knock down barriers to cycling. Cities are making a Goliath effort by transforming swathes of roads into cycle lanes overnight, but it's going to take more than just bike lanes. At Beeline, we're knocking down one of those barriers by providing safe, easy bike navigation so people can confidently find their way from A to B. Our optimized routing keeps you on safe routes, and our navigation interface, be it through the free app or using one of our devices, guides you with a quick glance. This situation has made us quickly rethink our priorities. Until now, our target market has been people who already cycle regularly and were probably weighing up buying a Beeline device versus a more expensive bike computer like a Garmin. Now we're suddenly having to consider that 9 out of 10 of our potential customers might have barely cycled before and certainly wasn't planning on spending lots of money on it. So, ensuring we can provide them with free or low-cost ways to use what we offer is crucial. I think we're going to see a shift in our business away from hardware sales and towards ensuring our free digital products are the best they can be.
Tom Putnam, the co-founder of Beeline. You can learn more at beeline.co. That's all for this episode. My thanks to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road.